I find that really interesting, but the last point about making things, handing things over to the native operating system more, because that seems the opposite to what we've historically been clamoring for. Because like form fields that are notoriously hard to style are like the bane of our existence because they're notoriously hard to style, but actually they're the closest to the metal.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And who says we have to style them, right? I mean,
indeed,
right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not users who are complaining that form fields are hard to style, right?
No.
It's us.
No.
Yeah. But to your last point about thinking about what we want from the future, made me wonder about the stuff that's in media queries level 4. In that earlier on, we're talking about the web is what we make it, and we cry out for this stuff, and the browsers will build it, but we're crying out for things like responsive images and element queries, and we're just not getting them, or we're really having to drag them. I'm not seeing the use cases for a lot of this stuff. It's like they've come up with this stuff, but where's their workings out? Where's their, like, are they providing any?
I don't follow the discussions as much as I could. I mean, it's almost a full-time job to follow all the discussions on the list. What it does feel is like this last round almost feels like stuff that we were asking for 3 or 4 years ago until we realized actually it wasn't necessarily what we needed. But now that's the bit that they're discussing, right? And that's the worry with this, excuse me, the specs the way they currently are, is the things we think we want today are not necessarily the things we'll need tomorrow. I mean, human beings are always bad at making that relationship. You look at now and you reinterpret the future based on what you see now, and so you ask for stuff that in the end maybe you won't need. But if it takes 4 or 5 years to spec it out, then we'll always have the stuff we thought we needed
four years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels very reactive rather than forward thinking. And the other thing, I guess, that I'm seeing is a pattern with the way that spec work seems to happen. Like with the layout stuff, Rachel talked about grid, but hey, we've also got Flexbox and we got table layout. We've got all these different kinds of layout. And here's media queries level 4. You can get access to, you know, is this supported? Is that supported? But meanwhile, there's also at supports, which seems to cover similar ground, where you're kind of sort of the same thing. You're testing for support of something. I'm seeing repetition, very, very worrying repetition. So Oliver, just wanted to check. You're not trolling us, right? He's trolling us.
Depends on what your definition of is.
Would you like everyone here to leave this room and go back and change all their designs and strip away all their grids and put everything into a single column?
Well, I was really scared that, you know, I go off stage and then people say Oliver's against columns, or, you know, wants everything in one
death to the sidebar
line. If you look at the Guardian site, actually, you will see what I mean. I mean that you should not have contents that do not relate to each other next to each other. Because that's what we automatically do. If we see two chunks of text, we start comparing. And if there is no relationship, you know, if you have the top news and then on the right side you have the most commented, you automatically start making a connection, and that's wrong. It's confusing.
It's like you're making the user do work. You're asking them to think about what is and isn't related.
Exactly. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. These things happen without consciousness, but they actually take away a lot of that, you know, energy level that the user has when he starts with a website.
The cognitive overload. But yeah. I will say, if you are in that situation that seems to happen in every newsroom, where you've got all these different departments and the head of that department is crying out for their piece of the territory to carve up on the page, isn't the problem to be solved there the human problem, not the technical? The solution is not we need to change how we lay out our pages. The solution is we need to get these people to agree more or work better together, or not kill each other.
It's always a wrong approach if you try to manipulate people with technical arguments. It's like, well, it's not possible, that's why we have to do it like that. But if you can clearly explain why it's advantageous to use containers in different places of the page, and that these containers are not, you know, dispersed at some point in the design process, but that you always have to fight with relevant content to be in these containers, no one can say much, you know. So the lifestyle editor, he knows that he doesn't have the greatest stuff every day, but someday he might have a great story, and then he might even get to the, you know, top news container, and that top news container will be everywhere. And this incites a different culture. It changes the process. It makes people think about not how do I fill this box, but how do I write great, relevant content that will make it to the top?
To the top. And sort of similarly for you, Kirsty, you talked about the issues you had around deliverables or lack of deliverables, and what you saw as the mistake being, like, in one of the processes you tried, you just didn't provide any or enough deliverables. But again, isn't the real problem there? It's not actually deliverables, it's communication. Right? Is it more about keeping the client informed, even if you're not handing them, you know, Photoshop comps, as long as there's that constant communication with the client?
Yeah, I think the constant communication is important, but the failure with that project was we were having constant communication. We were having way too much, as far as I was concerned. And so there needed some clearly defined steps, some things for them to be able to see where I was going to go next, rather than just relying on them going, seeing how it was evolving and hoping they understood where I was taking it next.
But it is going to vary from client to client. Right? Some clients might be able to make that imaginative leap, say, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I can picture that.
Yeah, some can and some can't.
Some can't, yeah, okay. It depends, as with so much of this stuff. We'll get to some questions for the audience. I just want to, back to you again, Stephanie, quickly. On the subject of a lot of the stuff in media queries level 4, it's stuff coming from sensors, stuff coming from devices.
Yeah.
So we're getting information sort of about the user's context, more than we would have in the past. It seems to me that there could be security issues that are hard to predict, but could be hidden. We had this with Colon Visited, the pseudo class, right?
Yeah.
We didn't realize there was any chance of leaking information, but of course it turned out there was. I mean, do you see this being thought about, or?
It's being thought about for sure by people who want to use it to make money.
Right.
I think the other way around, I think there's actually probably not enough conversation about how we're going to use it and how we're going to ensure that the information is safe. I mean, again, things like you don't really think of it, but you're leaving a trail in all sorts of places. And almost anyone, in some ways, if we sat around and brainstormed long enough, could think of a way to use that trail, right? And, and that's the thing. So, I don't think there's really enough conversation about it. On the other hand, we can't lock everything down, probably, because the tech is there now, and it is useful. It's just figuring out what the thresholds of use versus kind of creepiness are.
Yeah, yeah, hitting that balance. Okay, so let's get some questions from the audience. Ben's got the microphone ready. Back here, Cole has got his hand up. Keep your hand up, please, Cole. We'll come to you.
Thank you. Question for Kirsty. You talked about using deliverables to manage client expectations. I was wondering how you, with your sort of latest approach, manage sort of budget and time expectations on projects?
With budget and time things, I suppose I allow a lot more time now. So I used to have a much quicker turnaround, and now I'd say that all of my projects have probably doubled in the length of time, simply because it's not always that practical to be able to tie someone down for a phone conversation at a certain time of day or coffee one day a week. And the same with the budgeting. I had to put my prices up quite heftily to be able to do the sort of work I wanted to do. And so that's how I managed it, really.
But isn't that also simply because it's new? I mean, Elliot spoke last year about this, that, yeah, the first time you're going to do a responsive site, it's going to take longer. No doubt about it. It'll cost more. The second time, it won't take quite as long. And the third time, it'll take shorter again. And eventually it becomes the normal. Or do you think it's inherently going to take more time?
I think yes and no. You do obviously get quicker. Yeah. But I think there's more time because there's more devices to test on to start with. So I spend a lot more time on that than I ever used to. And things like that. And spending the time with the client and explaining to them as well, because there's still a lot of people that don't really fully understand quite what it is I'm going to deliver. So the project turnaround time is still longer, even though the actual build time isn't really
that much. No matter how good you get
much.
At this, it's always going to take that little bit longer. Okay, fair enough. Who else had a question? Oh, Stephen Hay has a question down the front. Here we go.
Okay, I won't even go into that. Stephanie, there's a tendency now in the newer CSS specs to make more abstract values, mm-hmm. With good reason, because, for example, float left and right, which kind of doesn't make a lot of sense in right-to-left languages, right? Yes. To avoid that, you get more abstract values. But the things you talked about with Android, like the features on Android, like mm-hmm. car, for example, that you could use, those are pretty specific. So what are your thoughts on specific versus abstract as media query values?
I think that's the trick with all of this, is in some ways, both are a problem sometimes. So you can be too abstract, and that's definitely a problem. And too specific just relies on what we know today, and then a new thing comes along, and then you end up debating, well, is the new thing close enough to the old thing that we lump it in there, or do we create a new value yet again? I don't really know the answer. I think that's where it's getting really, really tricky. I mean, even I was reading some of the conversations on the W3C list to do with, I think it was to do with pointers, and they were saying, well, they were trying to itemize the things that would match to certain things, and he ended it with kind of like dot, dot, dot. But of course, that's the only ones that we can think of right now. And that, that becomes the problem, right? So even just the people who are writing the spec versus people in this room, people think of different things, and I think it's going to be really hard to ever have a comprehensive list of anything. But if we leave it abstract, then there's, we just don't know the boundaries of it at all. It just becomes this loose thing, and then we can't really make good decisions with it. So
it does seem to be that W3C are officially promoting print-first design.
I was really confused by the amount of times print. Like, there was one where it was like, I think billboard, for example, was one of the ones where it was, non-scrollable media was a billboard. And it's like, well, that's true. Yeah. That is definitely true. But I don't know what
use
to
cases,
do with that.
Use cases. Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop taking questions from the audience. I did want to point out to you, into talking about standards and standards bodies, that if we follow your lead, then we have no need for element queries, because the viewport always
no
is
containers.
The containing element. So problem solved. Dan,
yes.
we're all
we
set.
Go.
Okay. Let's hear it for Stephanie and Kirsty and Oliver.